from Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama to weigh U.S. options in Iraq. A timetable announced for an interim government in Thailand. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama says his national security advisors are preparing a range of options for U.S. assistance to Iraq as it faces an assault by terrorists. Speaking at the White House Friday, President Obama said the course of U.S. action will become clear in the days ahead. However, he said the Iraqi government must do its part.
We will not be sending U.S. troops back into combat in Iraq, but I have asked my national security team to prepare a range of other options that could help support Iraq security forces, and I'll be reviewing those options in the days ahead.
The president said the militants who have overrun parts of Iraq in recent days are a threat to the Baghdad government and people throughout the country, and they pose an active threat to American interests as well. The International Organization for Migration said the fighting there caused 500,000 people to flee their homes. Iraq is dealing with its worst violence since 2008, with the UN saying that about 4,500 people have been killed this year. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo as Islamic militants from the al-Qaeda-linked state of Iraq and the Levant continue to make gains, pushing southward along the Euphrates River to the capital, Baghdad.
Crowd of Shiite worshippers in the iconic shrine city of Karbala applauded Friday as senior cleric Abdul Mahdi al-Karbalahi, representing Iraq's top Shiite spiritual leader, Sheikh Ali Sistani, urged Iraqi citizens to volunteer and defend their country against Sunni ISIL militants. He says that Iraq is going through an extremely critical period and that it is the patriotic duty of its sons who are able to bear arms to defend their country by volunteering to join the security forces. Hundreds of mostly Shiite volunteers lined up in front of army recruiting posts in Baghdad and cities to the south and east. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
More on these stories at voanews.com. The general running Thailand's military government has set a time frame for establishing an interim government. Army General Prayuth Chan-o-cha said Friday an interim government would be selected by August, or at the very least, September. He, however, did not add anything about who might be appointed to the new government. There is speculation Chan-o-cha may appoint himself prime minister. He's set to retire in September. The head of South Africa's Association of Mine Workers and Construction Union says the group has agreed in principle to accept a new wage offer that could end a strike that has crippled the industry for months. Organization for Security and Cooperation spokesman Michael Bochurku believes the 8 kidnapped OSCE monitors held by armed groups in eastern Ukraine are in good condition.
I want to make it clear that no one individual or group has come forward to claim responsibility. We do, however, appeal to anyone or any groups that are holding our colleagues to make immediate contact.
The monitors were kidnapped 2 weeks ago. Of the 8, the OSCE has identified the nationalities of 4. They are from Switzerland, Estonia, Turkey, and Denmark. The nationalities of the other 4 have not been made public. Meanwhile, Ukraine's government said Friday that its security forces regained control of Mariupol, a port city in the Donetsk region that has changed hands several times. Pro-Russian separatists in Mariupol said 5 members of their group had been killed in fighting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says it is time to banish sexual violence to the history books. Kerry made the call in London Friday at the close of an international summit on ending sexual violence in conflict zones.
We have to speak out loudly and clearly against one of the most persistent and neglected injustices imaginable. And we have to fight to hold the criminals accountability and end the age of impunity. Instead of shaming the survivors, we have to punish the perpetrators.
A second-half goal by striker Oribe Peralta lifted Mexico to a 1-0 victory over Cameroon in World Cup action in Natal Friday. In stocks on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 109 points to 16,734. The S&P Index also fell, and the NASDAQ Composite Index dropped. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.